Anyway, it's, yeah, so so when the actual end of the world happens, you know, we have experienced, you know, 20 times that event. So when it snows a little bit here or it rains too hard or whatever, like it's, anyway, it's very interesting.
You're prepared, yeah.
Yes. All right. Thanks again for being with us. So for the people that, you know, are not too familiar or this is the first time listening to you guys, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Calibra? Like, you know, how long have you been together? How many, you know, recordings you have out there, etc.?
Sure. I guess, so we're a metal band from Regina, Saskatchewan. We have been, I guess, together in some form since about 2009. We've had a few member changes along the way, but for some time, I guess, since about 2017, we've had the same lineup. But since 2009, we've came out with two releases, one in 2013 and one in 2016. And we're just about to release another record here coming up on the 8th of March. So
that's cool. So this will be your third. And they have been all like long plays?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
This is your third one. And have all they been long plays rather than EPs? Or?
Actually, the first two were, I guess, we considered them EPs. I'm not really sure what the parameters are for an EP or LP anymore, but we called them EPs. But I think our 2013 release had six tracks and our 2016 had five tracks. So we called them EPs, but our songs are a little longer in nature, so not really sure what the playtime was on those. But this new one we're releasing on March 8th, it does have eight songs and we're almost at 46 minutes of playtime, so it's a long one.
That's pretty good. Yes, and I hear you with the, you know, what is not, how many, how long. Yeah, that's tricky, especially if you have longer songs, you know.
Yeah, some of our songs are, I think, I don't know, close to one of our songs about 6 minutes and 30 seconds, so I mean, that takes up a bit of real estate on the record.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not too bad. That's kind of, well, I think five is the average, so, you know, one more, one less, that's pretty normal to me, but anyway. So the band's name, Calibra, like what does it mean? What does it mean? Where does it come from? What happened, you know, when you come up with it? Who came up with it?
I guess we haven't changed the name since we formed in 2009, and back then it wasn't really, we didn't really know the magnitude of the project or anything. It wasn't really destined to be too serious, or we weren't thinking of it as too serious at the time, but it does come from the movie Lucky Number 11. So it's just from a movie.
I think I saw the movie. Is that like it's not Guy Ritchie, right? It's the other guy, or is it Guy Ritchie? No.
I'm actually not the best with actors and actresses. I don't know anyone by name, but yeah, the main guy, his name was Levin Calibra in the movie, so that's where it comes from.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. You know, I think I've seen the movie twice, if I remember correctly, and I like it. And yeah, it's one of those kind of, yeah, multi-action.
Yeah, there's no deep meaning associated with it or anything. It's just, you know, that's where it came from.
Well, I mean, you know, often offer advice to bands. So, you know, you can say that it's kind of, you know, skeleton in, you know, Estonian, or I mean, you know, I don't know what kind of, you know, if you're gothic or dark or whatever. So anyway, I'm sure you can find you can find a similar word in a language that will mean something that, you know, relates to what you guys, you know, like and whatever, other than movies.
Well, and that's the cool thing about music in general. Everyone can, you know, interpret things in their own way too. So if the name means something to someone else, then so be it. That's awesome.
Exactly. No, yeah, it is. It's, music is art, and that's great, man. You can interpret it, understand it, feel it, like, in many different ways. So that's very cool. So in terms of composition, like, is there somebody in the band that, you know, takes lead on the, for instance, on the lyrics or on the music, or how does it work for Calibra?
I guess it really depends. I mean, it's different from song to song. As far as the music goes, I'd say it usually begins with a single guitar riff, whether it be myself or our other guitar player in the band, Matt. And, you know, with the luxuries of technology and home recording studios these days, too, it's sometimes common for songs to be formed in their entirety by one or two of us and then presented to the band. Or, you know, sometimes and with some of our songs, we will kind of do it rather old school, where most of the song will be from scratch and made together in a room jamming out. So I guess it really does depend song for song musically there.
That's pretty cool. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to say, lyrically, I guess it's similar the same way. Sometimes we will, you know, write the lyrics. You know, someone will have a lyrical idea, whether it be myself or our vocalist. His name's also Matt. The three of us usually write the lyrics. But either, you know, we'll write the lyrics ahead of time and write the music, you know, based on kind of how the lyrics are going, or vice versa. We will write the music and then proceed with lyrics from there on. So it really does depend song for song. We don't have a set process. We kind of just let it flow.
No, that's cool. You're one of the more, I don't know if to call it democratic, because that's not really a proper term, but yeah, you're one of the few bands that actually do like a full kind of collaborative, like, effort. Even if it's not 100%, but that's very cool. I found that, you know, that there has to be, like, I mean, obviously you're together as a band because there's some chemistry, but if you can create songs, you know, together, like, out of nothing, that's pretty remarkable.
And I mean, as I said, obviously that's not like every song, but I mean, regardless, even if it is a song that I come up with in full, you know, there's no way that final product, it stays like that, you know. As a final product, all the songs are collaborative effort kind of thing. So even if, you know, I come in with all these ideas and this is how the song starts, you know, by the time everyone gets a hold of it and sprinkles on some of their own flavor, you know, it might change drastically or change a little bit, or maybe everyone's parts change a little individually too. So it's kind of a cool thing that comes out of, you know, getting together as a band as opposed to just being a single artist.
Yes, correct. No, yeah, that's always good in a band, you know, when even if it's a minimal part that you, like you said, the sprinkle that you put on, even if it's minimal. It brings a different flavor out, so that's awesome. So how was the tour for the previous albums? I guess how far have you been, or
For the first record we did release, we didn't do too much touring with that one. Outside of just Saskatchewan and Alberta, but our 2016 release, we did do a couple tours to the West Coast and the island, as well as some festivals along the way, that kind of thing. We do really want to venture our way out east eventually here and into the U.S. as well. But thus far, we just been doing West Coast runs, that kind of thing.
No, that sounds good. So are there any plans for this album's promotion? What's the name of the album? I don't remember if you mentioned it.
Name of the album is called Oneiric.
All right. And so are there any plans set for promoting Oneiric, or Not yet? Or?
We do have some, I mean, aside from, you know, the album's coming out on March 8th, we are doing a local album release here in Regina the next night on March 9th, so we're pretty excited for that. We have a couple Saskatoon bands that are coming down to join us in releasing the record, so that'll be Untimely Demise, Reject, and a band called Macrodoser, so that should be a fun night. And from there, we do have a couple out-of-town mini tours booked, as well as some festivals that we're doing this summer. So I can't really release too much details at this time, but yeah, we do have some plans to support it. So.
No, all good. Yeah, I understand how this, you know, yeah, you can kind of tell, but not tell. I understand that. Do not worry about it. But let us know once you can tell us, and, you know, we'll be sure to, you know, share it on the website, and well, on Facebook, and et cetera.
For sure, yeah.
So, yeah, that sounds exciting. And, yeah, of course, you know, summer is the you know, festivals month, well, festival season, and everything happens in summer over here in this side of the world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, especially on yours, but I mean, you know, like North America, like, yeah. After April, May, like it's, yes, we enjoy our overdose of vitamin D. So it's pretty good. Okay. So where can people find, you know, do you have a website or for your music or merchandise, or where can they go to find you or to find your music, your merchandise?
Well, I'd probably say a good place to start and find us, if anyone does have social media, We're on Facebook and Instagram. At Clever Band is our Instagram, and clever.sk, or sorry, Clever SK is our Facebook, and we have links to absolutely everything we're involved with on both of those platforms. But we also are on Bandcamp. That's kind of what we use as our main website platform, where you can pre-order the record as well. So
yes, for sure. Yeah, Bandcamp is good. They, you know, let's support you guys, and yes, buy stuff over Bandcamp. Sometimes they even have like specials on Friday. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, and of course we're on all the, you know, major streaming services as well, so you should be able to find us on there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, anything else that I'm missing, like anything else that you would like to share? Or
No, I guess I just invite anyone who's interested in the music to check out the singles that we've released for this upcoming record. So that's two of the eight songs are already out there for anyone to listen to. We did a video, music video for the first one. That song's called The Distance. And we did another guitar and bass playthrough to demonstrate the second song, which is called Cleanse with Fire. So those are out there for anyone to view link from our socials. So
thank you. Yes, you read my mind. I was about to ask about YouTube, and then you tell us about the video, so that's great. Yes, all right, well, thank you very much, Brett. I really appreciate it, and yes, so we'll be, you know, playing your songs today, of course, but yeah, when you know about your tour dates, and especially if you're coming this side of the woods, please let us know, and so that we can spread the word.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh no, our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right, thanks to Brett Forst again from Calebra, from being with us, and yeah, let's continue with your weekly metal music doses here at the Metal Meltdown.
If those gates are left open, it may be the end of humanity. We've got to try to get them shut again. At midnight on Monday, we go into All Saints' Day. The night of the dead begins then. And if the portals of hell don't get shut before, no dead body will ever be able to rest in peace again. And so the dead will rise up and take over the earth, and you've got to get to Dunwich. You must reclose those gates.